With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Welcome. I'm Travis.
And I'm Tyler. And this is Strategies for Success, a show that explores many topics while aiming to equip listeners with simple and practical lessons you can use in your everyday life.
Now join us on our journey as we reach for the impossible. Welcome, guys. Welcome back to Strategies for Success. I'm Trav.
And I'm Tyler.
Today, we're going to talk about a topic I think that probably needs to be talked about a lot more, and it is called Be Kind.
Be kind. So the ultimate goal of this episode is just to remind everybody that we're all humans. No one's any better than the other person. I've seen it a lot of times, whether it's at work or school or fill in the blank, that someone treats someone poorly, and seems like people are much less patient now than they used to be for some reason. And I think technology is probably a big reason for that. Everyone's on their phone and they get instant gratification. So when you have to interact with a human, everything's not always instant and people lose their patience. And we just need to forget or need to remember that we're all humans and we need to be kind to one another. And, you know, it goes back to the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Yeah, you know, when you're dealing with people, you got to take into account what is going on in this person's life. You know, did they wake up today and find out a loved one passed away? Maybe, you know, maybe it wasn't even that dramatic, but maybe they, you know, late running to work and they're in a tizzy and you don't know what that person's going through. And a lot of times just a kind word, you know, go out of your way to say, hey, good to see you here, man. You know, a small gesture of kindness goes a long way.
Yeah, and a good example of this, I had one of my friends, he was very good about giving people compliments, and at first I thought it was kind of phony, but then as I got to know him, I realized that's just who he was. He would try to compliment everybody. We'd go get something to eat or go get a coffee or something. He would compliment the person working behind the counter, talk to them, ask them how their day was, actually genuinely ask, and then once they answered, he would continue the conversation. It wasn't just a bland, how are you? And then they really don't want an answer. He would actually ask, and it was amazing to see. We'd go back to the same coffee shop, and over time, everybody would remember his name. Everybody would, you know, start doing things that they'd go out of their way to be nice to him because he was nice to them.
We had a customer for years that would come in, and he did heat and air work, and I was working in the shop at the time, and he showed up one day and dropped his lawnmower off, and I noticed everybody in the shop was like going out of their way to get this guy's mower. And we were running like 3 weeks behind at the time. And I was like, I haven't seen these guys move this fast in my life. You know, what is going on? Who is this guy? You know, it's like he was the president of the United States. Mm-hmm. And so they run out, they get the guy's mower, they bring it right in the shop. And I thought, well, maybe they just told him, you know, we'd get on it and they just left the shop. Maybe there was a problem. I didn't know what was going on, but I just thought, well, they're handling it. I don't have to worry about it. Well, about 4 hours go by, this guy walks back in. He goes, hey, I'm here to get my lawnmower. And at that time, I was the only one back there. And I thought, oh, great. Someone told him it'd be done today. You know, he's going to be mad. And right about then, our service writer comes in. He's like, hey, Mr. So-and-so, got your mower already? Here's the keys. It's washed and ready to go. And I'm like, who is this guy? And he said, well, hey, you mind? Give me just a minute. I'm going to be right back. And he come in and he brought Brahms milkshakes for everybody in the shop. And he gave it to the mechanics. He gave it to the cleanup guy. He gave them to the manager. He gave them to everybody. And I got to talking to this guy, and he said, listen, he goes, there's a few places I do a lot of business with. And he goes, I just go out of my way. And he goes, you know how much these milkshakes cost? Which this has probably been 10 years ago. But he's like, I just bought 20 milkshakes, and it cost me $30 or something like that, $35. And they were just small milkshakes. And he said, but everywhere I go in, they're like, it's the milkshake guy. And that guy is so nice. And he said, you know what? Doing that once a year, I go out of my way to make sure that my people that I do business with are taken care of. And he said, and I get treated like the king, you know, of England when I come in here.
Yeah. And you never know, doing that small gesture one day may really make someone's day and make them, you know, that guy stuck out to everybody that worked there because he went out of his way and did something nice for all those people. And but my same friend, you know, when I saw him compliment people, a lot of times I'd, like I said, I thought it was phony at first, and then I got to see him do that over and over and over, and I'd see people that maybe don't get talked to a lot, he'd go out of his way to go talk to them or just talk to anybody, and sometimes it was kind of funny, sometimes it'd be a little bit awkward because he'd talk to anybody, but giving those compliments to those people, really, you could see it really make their day sometimes and really made an impact on them, and then next time they saw him, they're going out of their way to talk to him, and then it just kind of starts a chain, and they'll go out of their way to talk to somebody else and say a kind word to somebody else. And, you know, one person starting that can ignite a big fire and cause a lot of other people to be kind to others.
I've called it for years the milkshake theory ever since I met that guy, and I try to implement it. There's people either I do business with or in church or whatever, and I every year at different holidays I kind of try to spread it out. I send cookie baskets or, you know, even like our some of our service reps, we try to send them a pocket knife and tell them thanks for Christmas. And they're used to people expecting from them. So when you go out of your way to be kind, they're just blown away. Like, you got that for me? Yeah, man, we appreciate you taking care of us. The next time we call, it's the milkshake theory. We get treated like the king.
Yeah, and sometimes, like Travis was saying, people are so used to one thing that if you do something small, it's really a big deal to them because they're just not used to it. They're just not used to someone being kind to them. They're just not used to getting a compliment. They're just not used to someone smiling at them. It could be something as simple as just acknowledging them or waving at them or giving them a nod as you walk by.
Hey, you don't believe that. Just open the door for somebody. And nowadays, Oklahoma may not be such a big deal, but you go a little further north, people don't know what you're doing when you open the door. Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. You know? So I had one today that was an eye opener. I had a customer that called, and we do these little quick surveys by text, and he texts back that needs improvement. So I gave him a call, and we try to get a hold of him and talk to him before it ever turns into a review or anything bad. And it's usually, if you can get onto those situations early enough before they become a problem, you can get them handled. If you let the guy go home and sit and like stew over it for 3 hours, then he gets madder and madder and madder. So I called and he said, listen, you guys really didn't do nothing wrong. He said, but 2 weeks ago, my mom passed away. He goes, my dad's elderly. I'm coming and I'm trying to get the lawnmower picked up. It wasn't worth fixing. And he said, you know, it was, well, this is how much you owe. And I said, well, okay. You know, I said, I'm sorry it took me so long to get here. My mom passed away. And he said, but no one said, man, I'm sorry to hear that. And, one thing you got to take in mind where we mentioned at the first of this, you got to take an understanding from where everybody's coming from. And I explained to him when we're in season, and we've mentioned this before, we do equipment sales and a lot of it's ag and lawn and garden. And so this time of year, July, August, even in June, you know, we're so busy. These guys that are working the counter, they get treated like dirt. A lot of times people are mad, their stuff's broke and they're in there, had to order a part and they're not happy about it. And it's an unexpected purchase. And when someone comes in and treats them nice, it's amazing. But I also have to work with our staff to make sure that we don't turn people into numbers. I call it the emergency room syndrome, you know. It's like take a number and have a seat. You know, everybody in here is sick.
Yep.
And it's real easy to fall into that. It's not as easy to remind yourself to be kind.
Exactly. And just like we're saying, if you're used to getting screamed at all day and then someone says something kind to you, you're gonna get blown away.
It brings you a milkshake.
Yeah, exactly.
But this guy that I spoke with him, and I just took a little bit of time to hear him out, talk to him, and by the time we got to him, he said, man, you know what, I really wasn't even that mad. And he goes, I just appreciate you hearing me out. And sometimes that's all it takes to be kind, is sincerely listening to somebody.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that don't really have anybody that will listen to them. And I know there's been people where sometimes you may know them and you ever see them every once in a while, and every time you see them, they tell you the same story, but they may not have anybody else to listen to them. And so you listen to the same story over and over, means a lot to them just because you're there.
I remember, like, with grandparents, you know, and grandpa would tell you the same story almost every time you saw him or whatever. And But you want to cherish that stuff because some days you wish you could go back and hear a few of those.
Exactly.
Well, Tyler, it is that time. It's time for the challenges. Am I doing the challenge? You doing the challenge?
I think I'm doing it. So,
all right.
This one's pretty simple. Just be kind. Try to be kind all the time. But this week, pick out one person or one event, or maybe you're in a situation where you don't feel very good, but go out of your way to be kind.
Hey, and if you can't think of how to do that, stop by your local ice cream shop and just surprise somebody with a milkshake.
There you go.
That ought to do it. So, guys, we put forth the challenge. We've given you some words of wisdom here, and now it's time to...
Now it's time to execute. Thank you for learning with us.
Join us next time as we reach for the impossible. I'm Travis.
And I'm Tyler.
And this is
Strategies for Success.